T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is KNSS meteorologist Steve Hamilton.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Well, good evening, fellow Neanderthals, and welcome to the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. We're happy you joined us this evening here at your local liberal resistance headquarters, where we proudly champion the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. Thrilled to have you with us this evening. If you'd like to call in, our studio lines are open. You can reach us at 316-869-1330, by email at john@knssradio.com, on Facebook at The John Whitmer Show, and on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. Love to hear from you. I've got a personal note for my listeners tonight. Just want to kind of share something with us. We lost a dear friend of the show this week, DC, the initials. I'm just going to kind of, you know, share it that way. Longtime listener, a longtime friend of mine, supported me on my campaign, is a friend of the family, lost a battle this week, and he used to call into the show, has been a longtime friend, and we lost him this week. My wife and I are praying for his family, and just wanted to take a moment to note that we're thinking about his family and his kids, and just thinking about him and the loss, you know, the folks who've been struggling. And it was just, we always hate when we lose a friend of the show, and we're going to miss him calling in and sharing with us, you know, his thoughts during the show. And so, DC, hats off to you, brother. God got a great patriot, brought a patriot home this week. So tonight, John Moody, the former executive vice president of Fox News, is going to join us. He'll tell us about his new fact-based novel that suggests China created and spread the COVID pandemic, which would be no surprise. It doesn't need to be a novel. It could actually be a book accurate. Basically, it could be a news story on Fox. We're going to talk with employment law expert Karen Michael. She'll be with us to explain what your rights are as an employee when it comes to vaccine mandates. A lot of folks have actually reached out and asked us to get this. We reached out to, she is one of the preeminent employment lawyers in the country, actually, and we wanted to have her come on and kind of let us know what your rights are. If your boss, if your corporation comes down and passes an vaccine mandate, what do you have? What options are there other than just, you know, taking yourself elsewhere, finding new employment? We'll see what she has to say. We'll take your calls and have a panel conversation about critical race theory, funding, student achievement, et al., with all four Republican candidates running for Wichita School Board. They're here in the studio with us. We're violating, well, we're kind of abiding by social distance rules. We're kind of, thereabouts. Brandon Whipple would be upset. Let's just put it that way. But they're here in studio. We're going to talk to them here coming up at 7:30. Curtis Houck from Newsbusters will share with us the latest example of radical left-wing hate speech from MSDNC LGBT's Joy Reid, who opened her show last week saying, get this, quote, Republicans love COVID so much they want it to spread. Yeah, she's a bat, well, she's bat blank crazy. And we'll play that clip for you here coming up a little bit later. And we'll discuss the abysmal situation at our southern border with conservative author and columnist Drew Allen. So we've got a heck of a show for you tonight. And, of course, we'll take your calls all coming up later in the show, 316-869-1330. So I've got to share some of this with you. This week, Project Veritas, I don't know if you're familiar with them. They do a lot of the breaking stories. They sucker these liberals and some government folks into talking with them, basically unknowingly sharing the truth, and then they post the videos online. They released the second video of their COVID vaccine investigative series recently, exposing U.S. Food and Drug Administration economist Taylor Lee. Taylor Lee works for the FDA, and he was recorded calling for forced COVID vaccinations and a registry for all unvaccinated Americans. And then, of course, they post this online for everyone to see it. And this guy works for the FDA. It's a startling video regarding minorities, particularly African Americans, who may be hesitant to get the vaccine. Lee suggested the FDA implement a rather unique solution: blow darts.
Again, I think there is still this big mistrust in, like, it's deep rooted in.
Yeah. Can't blame them.
I can't, but at the same time, like, yeah. Blow dart. It's where we're going. Yeah. I mean, my personal thing is, like, you know, you get blow darts of J&J and, like, go to the unvaccinated, blow it into them, blow dart it into them.
Yeah.
That's where I am at this point.
How do we reach the minority populations? Is there a way to do it? I want to get back to normal.
I'm sure there is. I'm not the person to answer it, though, other than blow dart.
African Americans, they might think that it's like almost like a callback to like getting shot by like the.
It's fine. We'll go for the whites first.
Oh, there you go.
We'll post like video campaigns about doing it to the whites first, and then they can't call it.
Then they can't say it's race?
Exactly. They'll get it done.
How good are you at blowing darts?
How good are you at blowing darts? We'll blow dart the whites first. Yeah, that's, we'll blow dart the whites first, and then we'll blow dart African Americans. That was his, I'm not making this stuff. You heard the audio. He goes on to say the census is really good. They go door to door if you don't respond, so we have the infrastructure to do forced COVID vaccinations.
We have the infrastructure to do it. Costs a ton of money, but I think at that point, there needs to be a registry of the people who aren't vaccinated. Although that's sounding very Germany.
The Germany that you're thinking of, is
Nazi
it?
Nazi Germany. I mean, think about it like the Jewish star. Nazi Germany. Nazi Germany. Nazi Germany.
Your status, please.
You heard that. You heard it correct. He said it's very Germany. It's Nazi Germany. Nazi Germany. I played it three times, so you understood it. But he specifically said it's very Germany. And when asked, he said, yes, Nazi Germany. He brought up the Jewish star. This is an employee of the FDA, folks, contemplating Jewish star type registries for the unvaccinated. He goes on to say later in this conversation where he's being filmed, quote, so if you put every anti-vaxxer like sheep into like Texas and you closed off Texas from the rest of the world and go, okay, you be in Texas until we deal with this pandemic. This is their mindset. This is the thought process of the FDA. He even has plans for different segments of the population. He said that due to a large portion of the African American community being hesitant to take the vaccine, the solution should be blow darts for them. He said wealthy white people are more likely to get the vaccine because they're educated. Blacks are uneducated, so we have to blow dart them. This is their mindset. And of course, Dementia Joe Biden doesn't seem to have a problem with this, because this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, according to Dementia Joe. And, of course, this is unbelievable and untrue. Data out of England shows that 63% of Delta variant deaths in the last 7.5 months were fully vaccinated. But no, Dementia Joe keeps going around the country telling folks that this is purely a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And folks, that's what is rapidly becoming of this, is a blame game. Joe Biden is pitting the vaxxed against the unvaxxed. And so, for that matter, is Brandon Whipple and Brandon Johnson and Lacey Cruz and Sarah Lopez and everybody here at this, and, you know, Governor Kelly, if she could. They're all too willing to join him. The same leftist mob who this weekend marched on Washington, D.C., chanting, "My body, my choice," so they can have the right to kill an unborn baby, have no problem forcing others to take a vaccine they don't want to. And now the left are openly attacking those with natural immunity, or who can't get the vaccine because they're under 12, or have medical conditions, or have religious exceptions, or who just don't want to take the vaccine. They're attacking them. Here's former MSLGBT commentator Keith Olbermann.
It is time to stop coddling them, the ones who won't get the damn shot already. We call these people vaccine hesitant, vaccine skeptics, anti-vax. We say they're protesting mandates and passports. They're making a personal choice. They're waiting for more information. They're making a medical decision. Bullshit. They're afraid. They're afraid to get vaccinated. Stop feeding their egos about what they're doing. Stop legitimizing it. Vaccine hesitant, they're afraid. We have to stop coddling the morons who will not get the shot. We start by calling them what they are. They are all snowflakes and cowards and idiots and losers.
You see, folks, this is the tolerant left. These are the folks who demand acceptance from us, who preach equality and equity and inclusion. Did that sound very tolerant and inclusive to you? But I'm clearly being extremist here. I'm clearly just a fringe right-winger. I'm just being mean. We need to trust the science. Maybe it's not so bad. Maybe we've turned the corner on these things and things are looking up. Maybe it'll just be another 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Let's ask the experts.
But we can gather for Christmas, or it's just too soon to tell?
You know, Margaret, it's just too soon to tell.
Oh, this insanity. We'll be taking your calls at 8:45. In the meantime, coming up after the break, Curtis Houck from Newsbeat. It'll just be maybe Christmas, whatever. Curtis Houck from Newsbusters will be with us. In the meantime, I'm going to go spike my coffee. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.